So,
yes, sir.
Did you did Andrews work on the West Point thing?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Is he there today?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. I've did some work on it last night. I have sort of a new idea as to a cut at the thing, and I was wondering. Let's see, what time do you have now? 3:15.
3:15.
Yeah, if you could come over in about 20 minutes, could you?
To mm-hmm.
And then I'll just give you come with him, then,
mm-hmm.
so that he can sort of get the feel as to how I think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you my concern, right? My concern is, and first is not with regard to what is written, which I think is a damn good job. My concern is that what is written in terms of lead and everything else is almost totally Vietnam,
mm-hmm.
and Nixon defends policy in Vietnam, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not going to run away from it, and I will, of course, make a mention, but I think that there needs to be a rather different view than that presented at this
mm-hmm.
time. I think the emphasis has got to be, in fact, my whole idea, and I mean, Pete Peterson, whom I want, if you had a talk with him lately, I want you to sit down and talk mm-hmm. with him. His whole theory, you know, about foreign economic policy. What do we do after Vietnam? What's this nation going to be? What's it going to develop and so forth? He's thinking far beyond economics, as a matter of fact. Now, in the military field and the diplomatic field and the other fields, the question is, I mean, after Vietnam, you know, as a matter of fact, of course, it goes clear back to our foreign affairs article,
mm-hmm.
Asia after Vietnam, you know. Now, I would like to cast most everything we do at this time in those terms.
Good.
In those terms of, you see, right, if it's the Soviet initiative, if it's the Chinese initiative, some of these won't come off, but some may. It fits the transition from war to peace. It fits our economic problems and a lot of other things.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Good. No, I like that very much.
Yeah. All right. About 20 minutes.
All right, sir. That's in the Oval Office, right?
EOB.
EOB. Right.